Welcome, this is Sonia Riccardi, and this is Manifesting Money Masterclass, module number 4. Now, hopefully you've done the last three modules. In the last three modules, we talked about mastering the inner world, mastering your mindset, elevating your vibration, and everything that involves your inner abundance, because remember, what you have on the outside completely reflects on what's going on in your life on the inside. So if you're not manifesting the money you want in your life, make sure that you have gone through the last three modules and have done all the exercises. This is all part of the whole program, super, super important. But for this module, this is going to be a little different. What I'm about to say to you right now may surprise or shock you. I'm telling you, are you ready? It's going to shock you, possibly. It might surprise you. But, you know, when people and experts out there offer advice on how to get out of debt or how to have more money in your bank account, what do they usually say? What do they say to you? Well, usually experts, friends, and family usually offer this advice. Tighten your belt. How many times have you heard that one? Cut up your credit cards. Oh my goodness, I've heard that a few times as well. Stop spending money. Stop going out to dinner or movies and other fun stuff. Just stop all that. And save, save, save. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times to this day that I hear my mom lecturing me about saving, saving, saving money. And it's interesting because I will never change her. I've tried, believe me, I've lectured her about abundance and everything that I've been teaching in this program. And, you know, my mom is just choosing to stay the way she is, and that's okay. I mean, I love her the way she is and the way she isn't. This is her journey. The truth is, this is usually what people tell you. This is usually the advice when you're trying to get out of debt, when you're trying to, you know, have a nice nest egg in your bank account and, you know, put it away for your retirement and all that. This is usually the advice they give you, don't they? To tighten your belt, cut up your credit cards, stop spending money, stop going out to dinner, movies, and other fun stuff, and save, save, save. Now, I want you to know that that's not my advice. That is not my advice, and I'm going to explain why. My advice is the key to achieving financial freedom and living the life you love and deserve is make new money. Make new money. Now, some of you might be saying, okay, and others might be thinking, I don't know how to make new money, and what is she talking about? Well, I want you to think about it. When you focus on desperately holding on to what you already have and denying yourself the things you want to do and have, that equals negative energy. Does that not make sense? I mean, this is what we're talking about. It's all about energy, and we want to manifest great abundance into our lives. And so when you focus on desperately holding on to what you already have and denying yourself the things you want to do and have, that equals negative energy. Their way, the way the experts, your friends and family members, all, and believe me, you know, a lot of your friends and family members are coming from a place of love when they're giving you this advice, of course, but their way feels like this. Doesn't it feel like that? It feels like you're struggling, you're trying so hard, and it's just, you know, it's not fun. It's not fun. I mean, like I said in one of the previous modules, your life is now. The past doesn't exist and the future doesn't exist. And if this is what your life is now, then I can assure you that you are generating negative energy. And that can't be fun. And it's not good for you if you're trying to achieve financial abundance. Now, my way feels like this. Oh yeah, lots of money flowing everywhere. Money flows easily, freely, and from everywhere. And I'm going to teach you how to do this. This is it. There's a reason why you got this program. There's a reason why I somehow ended up in your inbox. It's called synchronicity. It's called the universe is sending you this to you. Now you are ready to receive it. Okay, so that is what we're going to be focusing on. So basically, to summarize what I just said, tightening your belt is one way, and it feels like this. Or if you want, you can just create new money and feel like this. So that way, the money that you already have, you don't have to worry about. You don't have to cut up your credit cards. You don't have to struggle, because you will have new money coming to you. And so the bottom line is you need to give attention to your intention. And your intention now in this program moving forward is making more money. Making more money. Because that's the key to wealth. The key is manifesting more money and enjoying life rather than limiting yourself and cutting back. I'm going to repeat that. The key is manifesting more money and enjoying life rather than limiting yourself and cutting back. And I'm sure you're all saying, hallelujah, that's what I want. I mean, who doesn't want that? And that's what we're going to be discussing in this module and the next module. So how do you make, create, manifest, and attract new money into your life? That's the big question. Well, there's your answer. Multiple streams of income. Multiple streams of income. You like the little unsinkable, the little lifesaver there? I found that online and in one of the iStock websites, and I got very excited. So I had to put it on here. And it's multiple streams of income. This is how you will achieve financial abundance. Period. Now, what comes up for you when I say that? I'm going to go back. Multiple streams of income is how you will achieve financial abundance. What comes up for you when I say that? Think about it right now. Think about what comes up. When I said that, what was the first thought that popped into your mind? And write it down. Because this is super important. Multiple streams of income. Write it down. What comes up for you when I said that to you? Now, hopefully you have written one or two things down. And it's important that you recognize and become aware of what your thoughts are around that. Very, very important. What limiting beliefs are coming up for you right now? We need to deal with this right now. I am really committed to you achieving the financial abundance you deserve. And I'm committed because you took your time to invest in this program. And I want this program to be the best program you have ever invested in, that it completely transforms your financial situation, whatever that is. I'm committed to that. So let's deal with what's coming up right now. What limiting beliefs are coming up for you right now? Now, I'm not sure what's coming up for you, but in general, usually when I say multiple streams of income, a bit of anxiety comes up. Perhaps, I don't know how to do that. Or, that means I have to do a lot of work. Or maybe I'm not smart enough to do that. I don't know. Everyone has different limiting beliefs. But whatever came up for you, you need to deal with it now. You need to deal with it now. Whatever came up for you, you need to deal with it now. It's important. Recognize whatever it is that you said to yourself is not true. And maybe what you said to yourself was, yay, this is what I wanted to hear. Okay, so that is true. That is a positive belief, and we want those because it is true. You know, it's interesting because I don't know if you follow Bob Proctor, and just recently I was at an event where I was speaking and Bob was speaking as well, and he was talking about how 3% of the world earn 97% of the wealth in the world. Is that even possible? Can you imagine? 3% of the world earn 97% of the wealth in the world. And do you know why? It's because the majority of the population are trading their time for money. Working by the hour, by salary, very limited. Anytime you're working a 9-to-5 type of job, and I'm not telling you to go quit your job, by the way, at all. Okay, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that if that is what you're doing and that's your main source of income, it will be hard for you to gain that financial freedom in your life. That, excuse me, that doesn't mean that you can't continue doing your job and doing stuff on the side, things that don't take too much time but bring money in for you, which is what we're going to be talking about. It's up to you what you're doing. Perhaps you are self-employed right now and you're just not making the money that you hope that you will, you know, you were going to make, and that's okay because that will all shift as well. But the bottom line is the majority of the people don't make very much money or enough money to live that financially free lifestyle is because they trade their time for money. And what does that mean? Well, eventually time actually runs out. There's only 24 hours in a day. So it's very limited how much money you could possibly make with that model. And that's most people around the world. And that's why there are issues with finances. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of people, when you say multiple streams of income, it's scary to them, but it doesn't have to be. It really doesn't have to be. So the bottom line is, how can you be in that 3%? Now you're going to be doing some work. There's no question. But the truth is, think about it. You know, in those 24 hours that you have, that you're, and I'm just guessing you could be self-employed and you might have multiple streams of income already, but let's say you don't. You know, the 24 hours you have in a day, those are the same 24 hours that 3% have. Those people in the 3% have the same 24 hours a day. Again, I mentioned this in a previous module, the difference is what they're doing with those 24 hours. And it doesn't mean that they're working harder than you. It's what they're doing. And I mentioned also in a previous module how no matter what job I've done in the past, when I made $30,000, when I was making $75 a week, when I was in school working for a pharmacy, you know, no matter what, I was always a hard worker. And so if I'm going to be a hard worker anyway, then why not get paid seven figures rather than five figures or whatever? So, you know, think about it. So how can you be in that 3%? And the way you do it is by thinking outside the box. Now, this whole, you know, saying, think outside the box, I know is not new. I know you've heard it before. But we're going to take it to a different level. It's not only about thinking outside the box. There are three things. You think, step, and live. You think outside the box, you step outside the box, and you live outside the box. And this is what it looks like. This is financial freedom. This is what financial freedom looks like. Those 97% are living inside that box. They might think outside the box. Oh my goodness, there's so many people thinking outside the box. They come up with incredible ideas and a great idea for a book, a great idea for a business, a great invention that's going to bring them millions one day. And then they take that idea, thinking outside the box, which is awesome, which is phenomenal, and they put it on a shelf. And the shelf is labeled one day. Not 2 day, but one day. And as you know, time flies. Just think of how the last 10 years have just flown by. And 10 years later, they walk by that shelf, and that shelf still has those thinking outside the box ideas, and nothing's been done. And guess what? The next 10 years will go even faster. And then guess what? One day, those people will be on their deathbed regretting the things they didn't do. Listen, we all have an expiry date. We all have a limited amount of time on this planet Earth at the moment. And so the bottom line is whatever you do, live your life to the fullest and achieve your greatest life, whatever that means to you. No more one-day shelf. You take whatever you have on one-day shelf, take it and put it on the two-day shelf, and start moving toward your dreams. And it doesn't mean, I know, now that I said that, I want you to take the one-day shelf and take the stuff on that one-day shelf and put it on the today shelf. What comes up for you right now when I said that? What comes up for you when I say that? It's time today to start working on the things you have on that someday shelf. What comes up? Could it be, oh my God, I don't have enough time to do it. Oh my God, I don't know how to do it. Oh my goodness, I don't have money to do it. Well, those are obstacles that are in your way, no questions. And it's time to think outside the box and figure out a way that you can make it happen. And there are a million ways. It's just, unfortunately, often what happens, like that picture earlier where you're standing in front of a wall, is what stops us. Meanwhile, on the other side of that wall is your greatest life. And if you really believed you could achieve it, you will do everything possible to climb over that wall or knock it down. And I'm asking you to think outside the box here and figure out ways to remove those obstacles. If it's time, then yeah, maybe you won't be able, maybe you have kids, you have a full-time job, you have a lot on your plate, and, you know, it might take you a little bit longer to achieve. But what if you wake up an hour earlier in the morning? What if instead of watching those reality shows or whatever, if you watch TV, maybe taking an hour at night and focusing on your passion and what you really want to do. Just remember that when you're working on something you absolutely love, it doesn't feel like work. When your work is doing something that you love with such passion, you'll never have to work a day in your life. And I know that's a quote from someone and I don't know who, but that's the truth. When you feel like you're working a lot of hours and you're tired and exhausted, it's because you're doing something that you don't really want to be doing. You're not enjoying it to the fullest. But I can assure you, when you're following your passion, doing what you love, and making a great living at it, oh my goodness, you will not have any problems working extra hours. You'd be willing to miss the Bachelorette show or whatever show you're watching to do what you love. It doesn't feel like work. And so I just wanted to bring that up. And so right now, before we even continue on, the first thing I'd like you to do right now is determine how much do you want to make in the next year? How much do you want to make in the next year? This is it. No more struggle. This is it. You are going to make this happen. Make that commitment. Put your hand on your heart and say, this time I will make it happen. Please take the time to do that. Set that intention so the wheels will be set in motion to allow the universe to bring it to you. And when you listen to those AM and PM activations that open yourself up, they open you to receive financial abundance, ideas, opportunities, all those great things. You need to set the intention now. None of these, you know, willy-nilly type of goals. Let's decide right now. How much do you want to make in the next year? I want you to write it down. Right now, write it down. How much money do you want to make? Think about it for a couple of seconds and then write it down. I know you have a number. That amount that you wrote down, make sure it's a number that feels good to you. That amount, if you made that amount in the next year, you would be really happy. So you have your amount now? Okay, now, I want you to be a maverick. Remember, think outside the box, think outside the box, step outside the box, and live outside the box. That is what being a maverick is all about. It's about stepping away from the crowd. It's about being okay with being different. It's about, yeah, some people will laugh at you because you're being different and not following the crowd. And what I say is, the more people laugh at you, the better it is. Because that means you're living life on your own terms. Period. I have no problem with people laughing at me. You know, I try a lot of things, and sometimes I fail, if it's a project or whatever. And what do? I get back up, I dust myself off, adjust my path, and move forward. And that's how I achieve success. You know, the most successful people out there have failed many, many times. In fact, they failed way more than the average person who isn't successful. And the difference is they try, they take calculated risks, and they move forward when they fail. They don't just stop and then go back. They stop, they dust themselves off, learn the lessons, adjust their path based on that, and then move forward. That is what being a maverick is. And you know what? When you fall flat on your face, if that ever happens, I'll touch wood for you. So what? You get back up and you adjust your path and you move forward. And some people might laugh and say, see? And you'll say, yeah, so what? It's just part of the journey. No big deal. I'm going to achieve the success that I want and deserve. And let's talk in a couple of years and see where you are and where I am. All right. And so it's okay. And you know what? A lot of those people, they don't want you to leave the crowd. They want you to be like them. We like people who are like us. And once people start, you know, doing different things and are outside of what they, the way they think or what they do. Yeah, you know what? Once you start making the money that you really want to make, you might end up losing some friends. And what's great about it is that you'll be manifesting new friends. And those new friends are going to be people who are successful like you. And the conversations are so phenomenal and different and positive and uplifting, and they elevate you. And so some friends will stay with you and some people won't. And that's okay. That's part of the journey. You want to surround yourself with positive people, people who elevate you, people who have the same mindset as you. And that is what you will manifest into your life. And so, as you could see from this picture, everybody's standing in a nice straight line and following the rules, and you just grab your briefcase and you walked out of that line. So congratulations. And now, remember that number that you wrote down of how much you want to make in the next year? Well, I want you to now times that by 10. I want you to times that by 10. It's time to think big. It's time to think big. I want you to think and aim as high as you can as possible. Like, you know, some of you might be thinking, well, wait a second, that's not very realistic. And that's my so not favorite word. I do not like that word, realistic. I'm asking you to be unrealistic. I'm asking you to stretch yourself, because what's holding you in that box are all the beliefs that have been imprinted on you over the years as a child from your friends, your family, teachers, experiences, all those things. And I'm asking you to stretch that. I'm asking you to step outside the box. I'm not asking you to figure out how to do it. All you need to know is the what. Eventually, the how will come to you. But you need to set that intention. So if you wrote down, I want to make $100,000 in the next year, and I said times it by 10, and that means it's a million, chances are your heart is beating out of your chest. Either A, out of fear, or B, out of excitement. And hopefully it's out of excitement. And I'm just saying, just be open to it. Just be open to it. Because remember, when you set that intention and the wheels are set in motion, things start to happen. Things start coming into your life, opportunities, ideas, people, you name it, to help you down that path to achieve that goal. And remember, there'll be times you fall down, and if you fall down, not a big deal. Don't make it bigger than it is. It just is the way it is. You stand up, dust yourself off, learn the lessons, adjust your path, and move forward. Always move forward. Even when you've taken a couple of steps back, you still move forward and you will get there. So now what I want you to do is get your check ready. Now, when you go into the program, you'll see that there's a bonus button there. When you click on that, you will find the check there. And I'd like you to print it up. And I'd like you to write a check to yourself of how much you're going to make in the next year. So if it's a million, you would put the date from a year from now, paid to the order of your name, the sum of $1 million, and the universe will provide it to you. Set the intention now. So make sure you get your check ready. And we're going to be taking action and make it happen now. We're going to get the wheels rolling. We're going to start making things happen. And, you know, it's important. And believe me, I'm not one of those advocates that, you know, sit in a chair and close your eyes and really feel and believe that you're going to manifest this in your life and poof, it lands on your lap. Although I have to say sometimes that does happen, and it has happened to me where money has landed in my lap. However, it has landed in my lap because of everything else that I've done. You do need to take action, but you need to take positive action. You need to take the right steps. If you continue doing what you're doing, you're going to keep on getting what you're getting. It's that simple. But now you're going to think outside the box, step outside the box, and live outside the box. And freedom resides outside that box. So now I'm going to ask you to do an exercise. And the exercise is this. I want you to really stretch your mind. And I want you to think of 10 ways you can make new money. Now that might be a little scary for you, or it might be really easy. This is an exercise that you need to have a nice quiet place with a pad and pen and think outside the box. What are 10 ways you can make new money? Now, I don't know your situation because everyone's different, but let's say, and I'm not saying, okay, now I want you to do, what I want you to do is leave your job and I want you to do this, this, and this. I can't tell you what to do. You have to go deep within, especially when you're doing your AM and PM activations. That's a really great time to really get to a place where you're connecting to source to really know what the right answers are for you. You know, for me, I actually did quit my job and I decided to start my own business, but I did not have the tools or the mentors at my fingertips the way you do now. There were, I didn't know there were courses like this. I don't even know if there were. And I tried it all on my own. And it was a long road for me to get there because I was doing everything wrong. And so, you know, I ended up, as you know, losing a lot. But you know what? I turned it around really fast. And now you have the tools to be able to do that as well. I didn't know any of this mindset, all this kind of stuff at the time. But you do. And so you know what's best for you. And so if you feel comfortable keeping your job, absolutely keep your job. You know, that stability is so important. However, remember, you're looking for new money. So what is it that you can do to manifest new money into your life? It could be a million things. And I'm going to be giving you some ideas in the next module, but I want you to take the time for you, based on your circumstances, based on your passions. What are your passions? And once you figure out what your passions are, is there a way you can make money around those passions? Because ideally, this new money you're making, hopefully it'll be around stuff that you love. So when you're creating them and manifesting them, then, you know, you'll be enjoying yourself and it won't feel like work. And there are also a lot of ways that you can have passive income. You know, one way is to write a book, put it on Amazon, and, you know, that's passive income. Once it's up there, then people will buy it. Now, how many people depends on how well you market it, of course, how good it is, of course, because word of mouth is really important. You know, there are many ways, but can you imagine you take the time to write a book and then you upload it to Kindle, put it online? I mean, you can always get a publisher who will get it out there to the world for you, which is what I did. But right now it's so easy. When I wrote my very first book, I didn't know anything about Kindle. I'm not even sure if Kindle came out at the time. I don't think Kindle's been out that long. And if it did, it wasn't very popular. And so, you know, now the opportunities are endless for you. And so I'm talking about things like that. Yeah, you have to take the time to write it, but you're going to write about something you love. And then you put it up on Kindle and then, learn about marketing and how to get traffic and getting people to talk about. Like, there's ways of learning. And it doesn't matter if you don't know how to do it now, that's irrelevant. There's something called YouTube, there's something called Google, right? You can find anything. If you go to YouTube, they will teach you anything, like anything. You can buy a brand new computer and you don't know how it works, and you look up on YouTube that exact brand and how to use, and there'll be a long video explaining to you how to use your computer. Like, it's really, I go on there all the time. So please don't make excuses for why you can't. And so what I'm asking you to do is, what are 10 ways you can make new money? I want you to take the time before you go to the next module, because this is important. Before you hear me tell you of different ways of making money, and I've come up with, like, quite a few ways, and some of them you'll roll your eyes going, I'm never going to do that. And some other way, some other ideas will be, wow, that didn't even know, I never even thought of that. And some ways will bring you a lot of money, and some ways will bring you a little bit of money. But the bottom line, when you have multiple streams of income, you have money coming from everywhere, and they all add up. And ideally, you want to do stuff that does not, especially if you're keeping your 9-to-5 job, by the way, that doesn't take too much of your time outside of your work time. And you may be required to work to set it up, but then once it's set, then you set it and forget it type of thing. And that's passive income coming to you. And for some of you, that's a total foreign concept. And for some of you, already. You may already be doing affiliate marketing and things like that, which I'll be talking about in the next module. But if it's foreign to you, you need to trust me on this one. I make so much passive income. It's crazy. And I will explain to you in the next module how I do that. Okay? But before you go to the next module, please write down 10 ways you can make new money. It might be easy for you to put them together, and it might be hard. It might take an hour, it might take a day. But think of different ways, and whatever obstacles come in your way, think of ways to overcome those obstacles. And of course, exercise number two is listen to the AM and PM activations for financial abundance. And don't forget to get that check ready, because now you're setting the intention and getting the wheels in motion. You're making things happen. So now, when you're listening to the AM and PM activations, you'll notice different things popping up inside your activation. When you're meditating to this activation, all of a sudden ideas will pop up. But don't force it, it will come. You can set the intention before doing it and saying, please allow the messages to come to me that I need to hear at this moment to bring financial abundance into my life. Set the intention before you start listening to the AM or PM activation. So that way, you're opening it up and you're asking the universe and God to send you the information you're looking for. Set the intention before. And so finally, those are the two things I want you to focus on: 10 ways to make new money and listen to the AM and PM activations, and make sure you do those exercises before you go to the next module. I'll see you on the next module.